every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. That's the old school jingle, as a matter of fact. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPALMNOP.
FBA.
FNA.
Did you say MA?
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, okay.
You've now said it twice, though.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I don't speak for my mom.
It's so nice we have to say it twice.
My mother doesn't like me speaking for her.
No, she doesn't.
No, she really doesn't. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So, Shelley.
What?
When are you going to get your neck out of the brace?
Hopefully. Happening? Soon. Well, I think maybe because it doesn't hurt now as much as it hurt this morning. Of course, it's in the brace, so that'll probably be why. But after physical therapy tomorrow, I'm going to try and keep it off all day. So that I can, you know, in preparation for seeing the doctor on Tuesday so that he can send me back to work, because he's going to send me back to work.
Okay. Positive thinking. The secret.
Yes, the secret. Visualize it and it will happen.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm visualizing you suing the shit out of him. Will that make it happen?
Are you looking through one of those little kaleidoscope things that make the images all distorted?
No, I'm looking through a kaleidoscope that makes it look like you have 11 lawyers. She's the only person I know that says, well, you know, nothing's really happened. I mean, I don't really have it. I'm like, you are sore every day. You hurt every day. You want to watch out for, you know, future injuries as a result of the same thing you have now.
There's no need to sue.
Well, we don't have to sue, right?
It's a workers' comp case. She doesn't have to sue.
And they're going to offer.
Yeah.
So you just have to make sure you don't say, everything's bitching.
I didn't say everything was bitching. I just said that I'm going back to work on Tuesday.
We're going to hide your meds for 4 days before the meeting.
Meds 5, Shelley 1.
No, I'm going back to work on Tuesday and everybody can just suck it.
Wow.
Of course, if the doctor...
See, if I would have said that, she would have said you had to go there.
If the doctor decides that, well, I think you should stay off work, and even if I argue for going back to work and he still writes me off... The city won't let me come back.
Nope, they won't.
It's so frustrating.
Because then you'll have a lawsuit.
Okay, well, anyway.
They made me come back to work, even though the doctor wouldn't release me.
Wow.
They made me come back.
Yeah, what's going to happen.
Have we bantered enough now?
Yes, we've bantered a gracious plenty.
A gracious plenty?
Yes.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. The dudes have been better.
They have.
They did.
Our highly trained Foley skills.
This is where we find out if I got enough boozy news today.
Oh, after going over like 12 minutes on the last show, we'll see if we have enough to make it through this show.
Yeah.
Is there a concern?
A mild concern.
Okay. We'll just stretch
shout out to all the people. Shout out to all the people that I shouted out to on the last show.
Shout. Let it all out.
That is really something I can do without.
Come on.
I had to say that.
Come on.
I am talking to you.
Come on.
Shut up. Let's see. Robert Jonathan Walrus.
Walrus?
Walrus.
Cuckoo ka-choo.
Of Orlando.
Florida.
Is accused of approaching two kids in the toil aisle at a Titus...
Toil oil.
Toil aisle.
Toil aisle.
Toil aisle.
The toil aisle? Is that where they work?
He approached two kids in the toy section Titusville Walmart and exposed himself to them.
See, it's always
Walmart. I think at Walmart, I'm not sure that's even illegal at Walmart.
I'm telling you, people at Walmart.
Yes, now that's what I want. That's what I'm wondering because, okay, he exposed himself to these kids.
You're
wondering if it's
legal?
No. He exposed himself to these kids at Walmart, but if you've ever gone to the People of Walmart website, there are people exposing themselves to kids in Walmart all the time. The jail should be packed full of them.
Was he wearing waders?
It doesn't say. It just says he exposed himself. But I've seen some of those pictures. I've seen pictures of people in Walmart with no pants on. And
you know
how
the
are they
is,
not getting arrested?
You know what the problem with the people in Walmart is? It's nobody you really want to see expose themselves.
Yeah.
So is that why they're not getting arrested? God. So this guy is like, he must be like totally buff and hung like a horse, and that's
only
why they arrested him?
Only thing missing from Walmart?
Live
chickens
on
the floor.
It's just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, Walmart is like the, and it's not that I don't go there. I mean, I'm one of the people that goes there, but it's like, it's almost like the lowest common denominator store. It's like the
yes,
worst.
Yes, it is.
I go there at like 11 o'clock at night if I can't get into a movie.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, we can go to the one, like there's two Walmarts in our area, and they couldn't be more different. One is in Glendora, and one is in, it's in Covina, I guess. And, oh, my God. The one in Covina should have live chickens running around the floor. The one in Glendora.
The one in Covina does have live chickens.
Yeah, the one in Covina, live chickens would be a step up.
Yeah.
But I go to Walmart, like, once a week, and it's the worst 2 hours of my week. I absolutely hate it.
I hate going there. 2 hours at Walmart?
Wow.
You can't help it.
Yes, you can.
No, Walmart is, you always think, I'm just going to run in and get the dog food and get out.
That's
but that's not
do.
What happens.
Yeah,
because they only open like two registers. So you're standing behind, you know, people that have 47,000 items in their cart and only about $40 in food stamps to pay for it. So then there's an argument.
Let me tell you guys the real story behind this.
Go ahead.
Shelly goes to get dog food. What does Shelly come back with?
Reese's peanut butter cups and Lunchables.
And?
Dog bribes.
And?
Cheap coffee.
And Twizzlers.
Milk and this and that and whatever else she decides to go shopping for. So it's like she says she's going to get dog food, but she spends an hour walking down the food aisles.
Well, it's
and
cheap.
And then she spends 40 minutes people watching.
No, I don't.
With her camera.
You don't have to people watch.
Uploading
they just sort
pictures
of,
to peopleofwalmart.com.
You don't have to people watch at Walmart because they just sort of crash into you. Okay, in Sarasota,
people watching Walmart
Florida.
Is a defensive measure.
Yeah, Sarasota, Florida. Terry Batcher had a few drinks at the Thirsty Turtle Bar.
The Thirsty Turtle.
Then entered the men's room.
And peed.
Apparently to go to the bathroom. But yes. While she was in there, decided that
Wait, while she was in there?
Yes.
What did you say her name was?
Tracy Batcher.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was a guy.
She's going to the men's room.
While she was in the men's room, decided that it would be a really good idea to take off her clothes. She must have been drinking tequila.
I would have thought that was a really good idea, too.
Because, you know, tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Tequila makes them melt.
She was then, upon returning to the bar, she was later arrested for indecent exposure and drunk in public.
No, but no guy in the restroom reported her.
No, she never did get dressed again.
So she came out of the restroom.
She should have just stayed in the men's room.
In her booking photo, she's wearing some kind of, like, they've got a shawl or something over her.
And Tracy, is she a looker?
Not so much.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I think everybody's beautiful, but, like, if you're looking at
in
it empirically
way.
Speaking,
yeah,
not so much. In Lincoln, Nebraska, the Oglala Sioux Indian Tribe is filing a federal lawsuit demanding $500 million from five beer companies for the cost of health care, social services, and child rehabilitation caused by chronic alcoholism on the reservation.
Okay.
A reservation that is, by the way, dry.
Yeah, no chance.
Apparently.
Not so dry, huh?
The lawsuit targets four off-site beer stores in White Clay, which is a town with a population of about 12 people.
Yeah, but I thought they were
that
going
sells, that
against
sell-
the breweries.
This is a really confusing story.
Are they going against the breweries or against the store?
I'm so confused.
It says lawsuit also targets.
Huh.
Target? I just said that. They're suing Target?
No.
Next it's going to be Walmart.
I was getting to the really interesting part, okay. And Bruce interrupted me. Part of the lawsuit also targets four off-site beer stores in White Clay, a town with a population of a dozen people that sells 5 million cans of beer a year. So those 12 people are selling 5 million cans of beer to the Indians.
I don't see any reason why you could sue them for that.
I don't know. But that's what they're suing
why?
For.
You're going to sue them because they're doing good business? Because the people on your reservation where it's dry are going there to buy beer?
Is there a casino
I don't think
there?
That makes them liable.
Doesn't say there's a casino.
There will be.
Yeah. If they're going through 5 million beers,
cans of beer,
I'm going to open a casino. Because there ain't nothing better than a drunk Indian at a blackjack table.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mark.
Wow.
All right. Shall we move on to Mexico now?
Sure.
Sure, why not? We haven't beat up on them all day.
In Guadalajara, Mexico.
We don't speak for them either.
There was a historic seizure of 15 tons of pure methamphetamine.
Oh, there's going to be a bunch of seizures.
In western Mexico.
First of all, the guy that sent it, he's going to have a seizure.
That single seizure was equal to half of all meth seizures worldwide last year.
That's a good one.
Yes.
How much was it? How many?
15 tons.
15 tons.
Of pure methamphetamine.
And what do you get?
How much do you get a hernia?
Another day older and deeper in debt. Yeah.
The scale of the bust suggests involvement of the Sinaloa cartel.
Suggests?
Well, it was 16 million. It was 16 tons.
But now it's 15.
They claimed 15 tons.
Yes. Army officials didn't say what drug gangs were behind the dozens of blue barrels filled with powdered meth. But they did say that it was ready for packaging, but there was no information on where the drugs were headed. However, that's kind of a no-brainer because it says meth use is growing in the United States, which is already the world's biggest market for it. Duh.
It was coming here, wasn't it?
Yeah, you think?
We got plenty of homegrown meth here.
Yeah.
Well, not so much.
Guys in Fontana, Fontucky, making it in their garage.
Not so much anymore now that they're all blowing their faces off with that shake and bake version that they do in the 2-liter bottles.
That's just an amusing sidebar to it.
Yeah.
God.
I've known a lot of people that made meth. We had a house blow up like one street away from
us.
Yeah,
just right over there.
No, not that one. There was one that blew up on Plenty Street over here.
Oh.
And it's funny because when I read it in the paper,
uh-huh.
It gives the name of this guy, and I won't say the last name, but it's talking about Bill so-and-so, local Covina resident, happened upon the explosion at just the right moment. I'm thinking, it happened at 3:30 in the morning. This guy's a total speedhead, and he happened to be walking by the house that blew up. Oh.
Right after he ran out of it.
Yeah, right after he ran out of it.
In Denver, 80 people have been arrested in law enforcement officials are calling the largest drug bust in Colorado history. They seized 58 pounds of cocaine, 2.2 pounds of crack,
that's
1 pound of meth. They also
and a partridge in a pear tree.
They also seized 12 assault rifles and handguns and $400,000 in cash. Not a bad day's work.
$600,000 in cash.
Yeah. Not a bad day's work.
That's a party right
what'd
there.
What'd they do on Tuesday?
They divided up the 58 pounds of cocaine. Let's see. In Florida, in South Florida. And it doesn't say what city. 100 gallons of sewage spilled from a toilet sewage recovery tanker in a Florida in Pembroke Pines neighborhood.
Oh.
All over the neighborhood.
Oh.
Took it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You know, sometimes the sewage smell comes up over here from down on Pointy and Padillo. There's a wash that goes
under the road, and I don't know what is down in the wash there, but whatever it is, it's dying or dead.
And it smells so bad. There's a house on that corner that has been for sale for like 5 years.
Yeah, they can't sell it.
It was sold at one point for like a couple months, and then went back on the market. Because you couldn't live with that smell. It's just putrid. And you drive through it, and you're like, ugh.
So what's happening in the neighborhood?
And then every now and then the smell comes up here, and I'm like, and that's what these people had to live with all day. What?
That's it? That was the whole story?
Yeah. They vacuumed up all the sewage.
What do you vacuum up sewage with? Dirt devil?
A street cleaner truck.
Wet vac, yeah.
A wet vac. they had a bunch of the guys in orange suits out there with wet vacs.
Yeah, I'll bet they're hazmat suits.
Now let's see. Oh, a California company has what they think is a great idea. For $100, you can rent a drug sniffing dog to come into your home to find out whether your kids have got drugs in the house. It can even pick up a prescription. The smells of prescription meds like OxyContin.
That's awesome.
For $100.
That, you know what? Sober living houses all over America, man. Because you know what? To test everyone in the house, cost you, what, $20 a test or $30 a test? You can run a dog through there for $100. Catch everyone at the same time.
You probably make a deal.
Yeah, if they come like once a month.
Yeah. Randomly.
The suspected addicts are not allowed to be in the home at the time that the dogs are present, though.
I'm pretty sure that you could get the cops to come and do it for free. Hey, you mind bringing your dog over here, seeing if there's any dope?
That probably wouldn't be a good idea because of search and seizure laws. Because if they actually find the drugs in your house, they can take your house.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to negotiate that deal a little further.
Yeah, you want to kind of like make sure that these aren't mine. There's an interesting statistic in the story, though, because I think it's incorrect. It says, according to childstats.gov, 28% of male and 20% of female 12th graders reported using illicit substances within the last month. I think those are awfully low percentages.
What was the percentage?
28% of males and 20% of females.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's right on. That's how many would actually tell the truth.
Yeah, that's how many would actually say it. Tell the truth. Because...
Yeah,
my position,
70% of both sides are lying.
Yeah, my position would be that most people aren't telling.
Yeah, have you used drugs the last month? No,
no way,
not me.
Okay, oh, God, all the good stories are at the end, and now it's time to stop.
We got plenty of time.
Okay,
you said we didn't.
You
have
said
enough
we have
to
enough.
Fill.
We've been stretching.
Okay, well, now I was wrong. Okay, this story.
I thought
just
I was wrong once.
Me off.
But I was mistaken.
This story just ticked me off. L.A. County Board of Supervisors has passed a stupid law that makes it illegal to cast, toss, throw, kick, or roll any ball, tube, or light object, such as a frisbee, other than a beach ball or beach volleyball in an approved court upon or over any beach in L.A. County.
So you can't throw a frisbee at the beach?
Nope.
That's actually an old law.
No frisbees, no nothing.
That's actually an old law. They just attached a new fine to it. $1,000, buddy. $1,000 to throw a football around.
First offense is $100. Second offense is $1,000.
I did all of my frisbee playing at the beach, almost all of it.
Yeah, but look how we turned out.
Yeah, dope fiends.
Yeah, what gets me is that they will make exceptions. An exception to that rule may be granted for film and television production. So basically, you can pretend... That we're allowed that it's okay to throw frisbees on the beach in the movies.
So like Baywatch,
but we can't really do it.
Yeah,
they can do it in Baywatch, but not in real life. That's so dumb.
Now that is pretty dumb. Annette and Frankie, no more playing on.
Well,
the beach.
You can do beach balls, the inflatable little beach balls. Those are okay, but that's the only one. Or you can play beach volleyball as long as you're on the court.
I have to admit, though, when I was young and we were playing frisbee on the beach, more than one occasion did you clock someone in the head with a frisbee.
You know what the problem is with the football thing, though? You're a group of teenage guys on the beach with a football. Good-looking girl parks herself about 30 yards down the beach. What's the first thing you say to your friend?
I'm going long.
I'm going long. Throw one out there. And it rolls to a stop near her. You pick the ball up. You look, hi. They have taken away the easiest opening line for picking up a girl on the beach.
Absolutely.
That there is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or I'm sorry if the guy overthrows you and hits her.
Yeah.
Can I give you a ride to the, emergency room?
Okay. In Palm Coast,
Florida,
69-year-old man complained to sheriff's deputies that he went on a bender and hired an escort who turned out to be a 16-year-old transvestite. He bought the escort a car, and what he was reporting was the fact that the escort then stole his credit cards, ran up $4,000 in charges, and took off. I think that when you go to the police...
And the biggest problem was that the prostitute was only 16.
Yeah, being a man doesn't help either.
And you bought it a car.
You bought it a car.
Well, whatever.
One night
it,
in Bangkok.
Yes.
The world's your oyster.
Not much between despair and ecstasy.
But we're just full of the 80s tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'll just last one really quick because we're way over time.
We're not way over time. We have all the time in the world.
You always say that, but...
We do.
Okay.
It's our show.
We did a 50-minute show the other day.
We there do 110 minutes of boozy news if we so choose.
That's right.
There will only be 11 bottles released to the public. But a bottle of Glenfiddich, is that it?
Yep.
Glenfiddich Janet Sheed Roberts Reserve was sold at auction in London to anonymous telephone bidder
for
£46,850. topped the previous world record, which was £30,000. There will be another one. I guess they're selling them one a month because they're celebrating the 110th birthday of Janet Sheed Roberts, who is the granddaughter of William Grant, who founded the distillery. She is 110 years old. She's the oldest living person in Scotland.
And she drinks a shot of scotch
every day. So,
but can we extrapolate that, you know?
Drink scotch every day. She's from, you know, if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
You know what the problem is? When you hit about 90, you ever see people 90, 95 years old? The body's starting to, like, deteriorate.
Yes.
You would be 110. You've already got entire areas that are just wasted away.
I don't know. My granny lived to be 101, and she was pretty on top of things. I mean, she was in a wheelchair, but she was on top of things.
And I'm not that on top of things. I've already got shit that's not
working
right.
Granny was at that age, at about 100, 98 maybe. I think she was running the baseball betting pool at her nursing home.
Atta girl.
She's a bookie.
Yeah. Oh, that's the end of the booze news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
I wear my sunglasses at night
so I can see.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 80s here on Recovery 101 Radio. So, Mark.
Yes.
We've got a topic.
We do. That thing that goes on between your ears. Stinking thinking.
Oh, I was just thinking. Stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking.
You ever had any of that, Shelley?
Yes. And it usually starts with, instead of thinking, oh, crap, I got to call my sponsor, what I think instead is, what should I do about this? Because if I start thinking about what I should do about this without consulting somebody else in a situation where I'm not sure of myself, it always goes belly up. Something horrible always happens. And once that starts, what should I do about this? Then all of the negative possibilities start occurring, and then the next thing you know, I'm thinking about how, well, I'm going to screw that up, and then I start thinking bad about myself, and it just... It's one of those snowballs in the cartoons that gains momentum and crashes into somebody's house at the bottom of the hill.
We were at coffee last night. We weren't really into stinking thinking, but I was kind of marveling because we got on kind of a tact of talking about things we used to do, and Mark's telling the story about like
we had like a
giant mirrors down,
we had like
laying
a,
out a half an ounce of cocaine, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking
we had like 125 years at the table.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. There was a lot of time, but that sort of thing happens with people that don't have any time, where you'll start sitting around romancing the stone, you know. And we've even heard it in meetings where people were just, oh, my God. There was a guy in a meeting talking about how great it was smoking coke. And I'm like, dude.
It was.
We're in a recovery home. You could see people, like, getting itchy just sitting in their chairs. But I've been around the local Alano Club or standing around inside a meeting and hearing guys just totally start to talk about romancing the stone. The next thing you see, they're gone. Where are they going? Oh, they're going to go get loaded. What do you think, Mark?
Well, how's this one? I sit in meetings, I hear people talking about, I hear people share, and I hear speakers, and, you know, they have this 20-year drug history, and then they came in and got clean and sober, and I only used for 8 years, and I came in pretty young. Maybe it was just a phase I was going through.
How old were you when you came in?
25. Mm-hmm. I might have been too young.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't too long to leave a good-looking corpse.
Oh, I know. I hate that part. So you know.
Yeah, loaded. I did it for 17 years.
Yeah. See, I only did it for 8.
Well, but you know,
yeah, you were clearly an addict.
Look at like my first sponsor. He got sober when he was like 60. And, you know, and he started drinking when he was like 12 or 13. It's like, that's a good long run right there.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't go long enough.
There's the door's right there. We'll refund your misery, double your misery back at the door. I mean, we've seen it, though. I mean, we've seen people get in the stinking thinking.
Yeah.
And to me, the guys that I usually see, because there's a lot of kinds of stinking thinking you can have, but the one that seems to rock the most people is they start romancing the way it used to be. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have really selective memory when it comes to looking at the past. You know, I like to remember, you know, when it was me in a hot tub and a bunch of chicks, and I forget me in the curb, you know, outside of some sleazy bar. Or me laying on the floor of a bathroom with a needle hanging out of my arm. Because that's just not cool stuff to remember.
No. Fortunately, though, we pretty much know now that the mind is for entertainment purposes only.
I have that KFUK radio station playing. I need to learn to change the channel.
K-Fuse?
Shelly. She's got a very pensive look right now.
I don't mean to.
The meds,
so
the meds are kicking
about
in.
What you might want to talk about?
No, I was sitting here thinking I should stop drinking that soda because I'm starting to get heartburn. So maybe it wasn't a pensive look. Maybe it was an ugh look.
Oh, my.
It was a heartburn look.
Yeah. So what did you? Have you ever happened upon anyone having a conversation like that? I know you have in a meeting.
Having a conversation like what?
Like, you know, stinking thing, like start romancing the stone and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
What do you do?
I mean, I've done it.
What did you do for you? And what do you do when you see other people do it?
What I did for me was sort of my default thing whenever, because sometimes, you know, the whole, oh, wouldn't a beer be nice? It's 80 degrees and it's a nice summer day and let's sit on the porch
Dodger
and have a beer.
Game.
You know, that thought crosses your mind and it comes in and it goes out. And it doesn't, you know, there's no stops along the way. I don't have to worry about it. I'm like, because not drinking has become second nature, so drinking, the idea of it is kind of foreign. So when it does come up in my mind, it usually goes. But occasionally, if the thought sticks a little bit, my default switch is to call Becky. You know, because that's just the first. And then it's weird because you're supposed to pray first, then call your sponsor, but I usually call my sponsor, then start praying. Because I have the little panic, uh-oh, I have to call Becky, and then I call her, and then while I'm waiting for her to call me back or text me back, then I pray.
I do the pray while the phone's ringing.
I did pray once in the car when the car seemed to want to go automatically to Pickwick, and I realized what I was doing, and turned went around the corner instead.
Pickwick the liquor store.
Yes.
For those, of course, who don't live down the street from us.
And I really, because it was like, I'd done it so many times, it was like one of those, like, I've done this, like, automatically went to your store when I meant to go to Walmart. Because it's the same pathway that I take. So I'm going past the Pickwick, and I automatically start to turn in the parking lot, realize what I'm doing, swerve back into the lane, and make a right turn at the corner instead, and pulled over and, like, had to pray about it because it freaked me out. Of course, I think I was only a year and a half at the time, so I don't know. I get into, like, in terms of sticking thinking that's not related to that, I get into the negative emotional tapes, you know, about what kind of person I am, how crappy I am. I start getting down on myself. I get depressed. And when I do that, the thing is the program goes right out the window because then I start feeling that I'm not worthy enough to be well. So I'm not actually working any kind of a program because I'm not worth it.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Well, you might not be. I am.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Well, you just said it.
So, Mark.
What?
What about other kinds of stinking thinking? Like, things other than, hey, I'm romancing, getting loaded.
Is this as good as it gets?
You know what? That's a really good point. People that are kind of, like, expecting that it's going to be more.
Yeah. Yeah. They told me to stick around and get better.
It does.
What if this is as good as it gets?
Yeah, I remember hearing someone share one time, and his sponsor said, once you get sober, you're going to feel better. And after a couple weeks, the guy's like, I'm not really feeling any better. And he goes, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, I really don't feel any better. And he goes, like, I was so angry earlier today. And he goes, I'll bet you feel angry better. He goes, I'll bet you feel lonely better. I'll bet you feel happy better. He goes, I bet you feel better. He goes, I'm not saying you're necessarily going to feel good, but you're going to feel everything better than you used to when you were loaded.
I don't know if you feel better. I think it's just you feel.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and yeah, exactly.
Without the self-medication.
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood, self-prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the book, we'll be amazed before you're halfway through with the promises. And I was amazed before I was halfway through. I was amazed I felt so crappy. And Becky kept telling me, this is exactly where you're supposed to be.
Isn't that like the default go-to for sponsors?
Yes. Yeah.
You're exactly right where you're supposed to be.
Like, and that used to make me so mad.
Because if you weren't, you'd be somewhere else.
Oh, it used to make me so mad.
You're right where God wants you to be.
But, you know, I mean, I guess I had to go through the miserable crap to get to the good stuff, so it's okay now.
You get the good stuff now?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying if this is as good as it gets, like, that's a bad thing? Because it's really not bad.
Well, for you,
we have homes.
I just threw it out there to elicit conversation.
Oh. Well, I mean, we have homes, we have food, we have meetings to go to, we're all sober.
Well, and that's us.
We're reasonably sane,
There may be people sometimes listening to the show that maybe things aren't going so hot for, and even though they're sober.
Yeah.
But are they sober?
No, but I'm sure there's, you know, and I'm sure there's people out there that are sober that have had homes for
some homeless guy listening on his iPhone.
No, that's true. I mean, but that's kind of my point is that it could always be worse. We're sitting here talking about, well, if this is as good as it gets, well, this is pretty darn good.
There's sober people that live in Tornado Alley.
We don't live under a dictatorship.
Well,
we're not. Well, let's not go there.
I saw a picture today.
Oh, geez.
Potato in the shape. It was very close.
It looked like
to the
a thingy.
Shape of a dick. And
it looked
said
like a thingy.
Dictator. It really does. It looked just like. I got to show you the picture later.
That.
It's awesome. It's absolutely fantastic. What are you looking at, Shelly?
There's a mosquito humping your heater. There it. Oh no! I'm not kidding. It was humping
Watch
your
this.
Heater.
Watch this. It's about to die. Hit it with the cigar, Bruce. Not the smoke. Hit it with the cigar itself.
Oh,
Watch
you just
this.
Made it mad and now it's flown away. It was all done having sex with your heater.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so anyway, where were we?
Having sex with the heater.
We're watching.
There was. Does it get any better than this?
Technology and the insect world combining.
If this is as good as it gets for me, I'm thrilled.
I'm overpaid.
I mean, because most of
that's
the time now...
That's a topic
now,
for a future show right yeah. there, overpaid.
But, I mean, most of the time now, I'm happy. I'm got what I need. I'm not...
Joyous and free?
Well, yeah, mostly. When I first got sober, I kept saying, all I want to be is content. I don't care about being happy. Nobody's really happy. If I could just be content and at peace, that would be fine. And I got joy out of it. Go figure.
Joy to the world.
And I was never expecting that.
I didn't get joy. I got her sister.
All the boys and girls.
Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Well, I had to pull us out of the 80s for a second, back to the 70s. You know, just for a moment. So, Shelley, what would your final words on stinking thinking be?
I had to think for a minute. We got a little bit off topic. I don't know. Basically what I said on the last show. Start praying. I mean, if you...
That always works.
If you learn in the beginning... I mean, this is just my experience. If you learn in the beginning, because my sponsor had me do this thing where I was, you know, you get up every morning, you pray. And it was like I had a little calendar thingy. I had to make a check mark, you know, that I had done it because I wasn't very good at it. But it becomes second nature after a while. And if you pray and ask for God's will, then the stinking thinking doesn't come. It's hard to, if you're grateful, if you pray and you thank God for things, it's hard to get that kind of thinking if you stay in gratitude.
There you go.
Just
Mark,
my opinion.
What?
Your final words. Stinking thinking.
Whenever I get deep into my own head, I go find a newcomer and ask him, how's it going? That'll get me right out of it.
It will.
Work with a newcomer. Cures everything.
Stinking thinking will get you drinking.
Hey.
That was almost one. I almost had a good one. So, Mark.
God, that had so much potential.
It did. But it really didn't have legs.
It petered out at the end.
Yeah, it didn't really have legs. Who are our friends back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
The city of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
The city of bromance.
Brotherly love.
Right next door to that place where they were frolicking. Hey, Bruce has the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go to recovery101.net, scroll down, click the link, take you right to his site, fine yep. publication. You can read it online. You get it emailed to you. You get the subscription prescription. He will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, interested in making a few bucks, it's a for fun and for profit thing.
For fun and for profit.
You can contact Bruce and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step because that's your little corner of the world.
Awesome. Shelley.
So yes.
What are our email addresses?
Oh, crap.
.com.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Good.
Recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Good.
And recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Yes.
There we go.
She got them all.
Wow.
Yay.
And if you go to recovery101.net to listen to the show or to check it out, you can scroll down the page. There are 20 shows per page, and there are lots and lots of pages. But you can find one you want to hear. Click on the topic where the play button is. A thing will open up a separate window. If you like that show or you want to comment on that show, you click the like button. If you're not already a member of Podomatic, it will encourage you to join. It's absolutely for free and for fun. You don't have to pay a cent. But a lot of people like us on Facebook or comment on Facebook, which we love. But it doesn't help us out much in the rankings. So I don't even know why that's a thing that's counted in the rankings, but it is. I think it's the whole interaction between the fan base and us seems to make a difference to them. So if you could do that, that would be helpful. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
I have a lead out music for us.
Don't do it. Bruce.
Because Shelley's just like not paying attention anymore.
Bruce, who's lead out music by?
Me. Singing to Shelley.
You mean Amazed?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to put it on my desktop because I don't know where it is.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
Hang on, folks.
What? Hang on what?
You're about to listen to Bruce sing.
Are we pumping up his ego here? Is that what this is?
Can we?
I don't think we can anymore. I think it's as big as it's going to get.
Wow.
I mean, every time I'm around Bruce's ego, you know what it reminds me of?
Something deflated.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's all right. True. That's so not true.
Okay, you are beautiful.
We're out.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Every time you touch me, I can see how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can feel your heart, I can feel your dreams, yeah. I don't know how you do what you do. So in love with you, just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Hair all around me, baby, you surround me, touch every place in my heart. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can feel your heart, I can see your dreams, yeah. I don't know how you do what you do. So in love with you, just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed. By my side.